You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find...
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as a Pakistani jet with 47 people on board that was on a domestic flight to Islamabad has crashed into a mountainous region. A Pakistani pop star and some children among the casualties. Donald Trump making it official now that he is choosing for Secretary of Defense
General James Mad Dog Mattis as the next Secretary of Defense.
Mattis then briefly took the stage at the rally as well. It's the 75th anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Stephen Tubbs is in Pearl Harbor.
This will be the final major commemoration for Pearl Harbor survivors, the 75th anniversary. They've come from across the country, many of them in wheelchairs.
Pearl Harbor Day events also scheduled in Washington, D.C. This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
In the last scheduled address concerning terrorism of his presidency, President Obama says we're breaking the back of ISIS.
ISIL has lost more than half its territory. ISIL has lost control of major population centers. Its morale is plummeting.
With more on Obama's address at MacDill Air Force Base yesterday, here's correspondent Mark Mayfield.
Obama defended the progress his administration has made in the past 8 years. He argued the image of terrorists should not be elevated. The president called them thugs and murderers who should be treated accordingly.
President-elect Donald Trump is firing his national security advisor Pick's son from the transition team for spreading fake news. Trump axing Michael G. Flynn after Flynn used Twitter to spread a false story about Hillary Clinton that led to a scary incident at a pizza restaurant in Washington, D.C. over the weekend when a North Carolina man showed up with a rifle firing a shot in the restaurant saying he was there to investigate claims of a Clinton-run child sex trafficking ring. This is USA Radio News.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a sight of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Police in Colorado say they do not suspect foul play in the death of former Heisman Trophy winner Rashawn Salaam. Boulder police say investigators are still looking into how Salaam died on Monday. The 42-year-old found in a park in that city. With the man who shot and killed former NFL player Joe McKnight now under arrest for manslaughter, a sheriff in Louisiana is angrily defending his agency's work on that investigation. Ethan Harp explains.
Ronald Gasser wasn't arrested for 4 days after the shooting. Jefferson Parish Sheriff Newell Normand is making no apologies.
If people don't think that we know what we're doing strategically, tough. I don't care.
Newell says by not arresting Gasser right away, he didn't lawyer up. He talked for 10 hours with investigators, letting them search his home. Authorities fought misinformation, like the witness who claimed Gasser mentioned Donald Trump as he shot McKnight.
That particular witness told three different stories in the span of an hour. Shame on that individual.
Instead, the sheriff says the motive was simple road rage. Ethan Harp, NBC News Radio, New York.
And Swedish home store giant IKEA is giving paid family leave to all of its U.S. workers. The company says the move is aimed at improving the work-life balance for its employees and attracting and keeping top talent. The 14,000 or so workers affected at IKEA stores in the country will be able to take up to 4 months of leave with pay to care for new babies. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And good morning. You know what that music means? Where it's time for Modern Design. Good morning, everybody. My name is Richard Scudero, and I have a great guest today. Although she's going to give me the giggles. I think I could tell her. I'm trying not to look at her. My guest this morning happens to be Cindy Blanco. She is a designer. She is a retail expert. She is a stager, and she's an artist. She does wonderful things. And I'll tell you how I know she's so good. I didn't find her by an introduction by another person. I found her through her art or her work. So, good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Richard. Okay. How are you?
Good. Let's take a look at the news and the weather, and then we'll get back to our show. Oh, no, not the news. That was bad. Let's do the weather. We don't want to do the news yet. We just did the news a minute ago. It was all bad stuff anyway.
Yeah, too sad.
Okay, so let's start. The National Weather Service is telling me that it's fog mist condition with 39 degrees. Today it's going to be patchy and with drizzle and then mostly cloudy with a high of 46. Tonight it will be partly cloudy with a low of 29 degrees. On Thursday it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 44. On Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 25. That's pretty cold. Mm. On Friday, it's mostly sunny, then isolated snow showers and breezy with a high of 38. On Friday night, isolated snow showers and partly cloudy with a low of 23. It just keeps getting colder. Saturday night, mostly sunny with a high during the day, 36. Saturday night, low of 21.
That's good weather for Christmas shopping.
For sure, yeah, but not getting the lights up. If the lights aren't up, they're not going up.
Yeah, right.
And then finally on Sunday, there's a 30% chance of snow showers. So it's going to be a cold weekend, folks. My name is Richard Scudero. Our show is Modern Design. We do it every Wednesday live from 10 to 11. And as I had told you, after the Thanksgiving holiday, I was dedicating the rest of the month. December is going to be our Christmas season, and each week I'm bringing you a different facet of Christmas decorating. And I'll tell you a little bit about how I got to Cindy, and then Cindy's going to give the backstory of some of the things she does and some of the drama that we can talk about on the air anyway. I'll have more on my social media. We can talk about the stuff we can't talk about on the air.
Right.
Anyway, so I am, as you have known, my listeners, I'm working on a lot of commercial projects for Christmas. I do things seasonally. And I'm doing Moe's Restaurant, which is a wonderful Mediterranean restaurant that I've done before for the holidays, but he moved to a new location. Great restaurant if you want to try it. It's 535 Central Avenue in New Providence, New Jersey. Great food, beautiful decor. And he just wanted me to change things up for Christmas. He had inherited previous decorations from another location that were lots of reds and silvers, which I happen to like. But his restaurant was painted by another designer before he met me, and lots of oranges and very strong citrusy kind of tones, and it just didn't work. So we wanted to recreate something. So what I decided to do with him is work with a lot of metallics, a lot of silvers and golds and mercury glasses and white, and just sort of balance all the orange.
Gorgeous.
So it's a nice combination. So working sort of diligently and quickly, because he had a lot of parties booked, I try to weave in and out and get stuff done, and I forgot, beautiful for the pots outside, I like to have that that height, and I was looking for sticks or branches that I can put in the pots, and Lisa, who runs the restaurant there, suggested that I go. There was a new garden center that just opened up called Sheppy Gardens. And I said, oh, looks nice. Looks expensive, but I'll just do it. I will do it, and I'll go because it was so nice looking. So I'll go over there, and the sticks were less expensive than Home Depot. So there you go.
True.
So I went over there, and I was floored. I mean, just so beautifully done. It was almost an experience more than it was just going to pick up sticks. Mm-hmm. So I looked around, and I thought, this is just too good. This is, you know, this isn't just somebody that thing they threw together. So I found out that Cindy was the inspiration. She had brought it all together. So let me say good morning to you again, Cindy.
Good morning.
Why don't you tell me a little about yourself and how you got involved with this specific project?
My brother, Mark, has been a landscaper for years, and he has a dear friend, Frank Sheppy, who rented the property now from a man who lives nearby. And they were just going to open up a garden center, throw some trees on the lot, and call it a day. So my brother went to visit Frank. And he said, what is with this giant outbuilding, so to speak, this garage?
That was on the property.
Yeah, it was there. And it's been there for about 25 years. It was full of broken bags of seed. It looked neglected.
Like a storage shed.
A storage shed.
Okay.
That's all the guys were using it for. Very big.
Yeah.
Basically, it could fit two full trucks, box trucks, and then some on the right.
Right.
So he saw this building, my brother, and he called me up and he said, look, my friend Frank is going to open up a garden center. He goes, you need to make it a store for him. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, you got to come make it a store and do your thing. I said, how much time? He goes, for Christmas. This was September 28th.
Ooh.
I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? So I went over, I visited Frank and his business partner, Fabrizio.
Right.
And the two of them have no clue about retail at all. They have no idea. And they're like, your brother Mark said to do what you want. And I said, okay. They had
now, how often does a client – no, no. But how often does a client say do what you want? Is now, is that a ticket for you? Do you love that?
Well, yeah. Like my toes curled in my shoes. I'm like, what? Because no one says that.
No one says that.
Saying, you know, do this all for $500.
Right, right. I got you.
They said, do whatever you want. And I go, you guys know who you're talking to, right? I said, whatever I want. And I go, do you have a budget? And they go, nah, just do whatever you want. And I said, oh, okay. So I took a screenshot of his credit card. I really did, the front and the back.
You know, that's a very smart thing to do. I've been doing this for almost 20 years. I've never done that. That's a good idea.
It was the first time I've ever done it.
Okay.
I went, wait a minute, I'm doing
this. And apparently it worked because it looked good inside.
It worked great.
Okay.
So I pretty much gave him a plan of what my concept was, and he had no idea what I was going to come up with. So it all in my head because of my visual merchandising background.
Right.
There's no really plan. Like, you don't sit down and draw ideas and concepts. It's just all there.
Okay.
And I can – it's like almost an organic experience in my head where I look at some of the space and I said, I'm going to create this into this woodland, gorgeous Christmas shop.
But I guess, like, to sort of break it down a little bit,
yeah.
Did you choose woodland because woodland was on your mind? Or
yes.
Did you choose woodland because they're selling Christmas trees?
Both.
Okay.
Woodland is the theme of woodland, like a woodland experience,
right.
and woodland critters, so to speak, that
right.
whole image. It's my favorite way to decorate for Christmas.
Okay.
No matter what the person, the customer is or what your style is, everyone feels comfortable when they're in like a little cabin-like feeling
right.
and all that.
Well, so it's natural. It's organic.
It's natural.
Right.
And it reminds you of vintage Christmas
right.
and all that. No sparkles and glam and all that.
Right.
Although people do like that.
And they could coexist together and
yes.
actually look good, right?
There's sparkly stuff. I have some really cute little tabletop trees in there that look very, you know, very anthropology-like and funky.
Well, for our followers of Modern Design, I did take pictures. I don't know if
oh,
you know
great.
This. I took pictures of some of your beautiful shots, and I put them on both our website here at Hunter and Chamber, but also on my Facebook site
sure.
for Modern Design, and then go on and see some of your beautiful work.
I've been progressively taking pictures of everything from before and after on my Facebook page, too, and it's incredible. Like, I still blow myself away with my design sometimes, but this has
you
to
should.
Be.
You should. It's great.
Thank you. This has to be, in my career, my most favorite thing I've ever done.
Really?
Because it was done so quickly. And
all right. So you got the job on September 28th. And they opened when?
Well, we've officially opened the first, the end of October? We did open the end of October, but really for Christmas, when the trees arrived, is when people started coming in, and
okay.
that was the beginning of the month.
Okay, so
yeah.
let's talk about, we're going to talk a little bit about staging a retail operation,
yes.
but then we want to get into Woodland Christmas, because
sure.
many of us don't have that, and they want
yeah.
to just know what to do with what you've done. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and I'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunter and Chamber Radio.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Okay, and we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I have done this show for almost 2 years now. The time is passing by, but not getting any older. That's why radio is good, because you can't tell as the wrinkles
yeah.
are coming in. I have three locations now that I'm proud to report. I'm just setting up my third location, which is 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. It's in the Maplewood Village, a beautiful area. Come visit me at my new location. My phone number is 908 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. I do have my original location right here in Flemington at 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey, in the Flemington Circle. And also, check out our location in Chatham, New Jersey. Come visit us at Chatham at 82 Main Street. Any of those places, I sort of clone myself, and we have some wonderful things, specifically Christmas items, a lot of woodland, a lot of metallics, a lot of different interesting things, and of course, all the traditional things as well. My guest today happens to be Cindy Blanco, who's wonderfully talented, and I found her through her work. So we were talking before a commercial break about woodland Christmas and decorating. So when last we left off, you were talking about the impetus of for using woodland. You felt that it was very organic and you liked the way it was.
Very comfortable. It makes a customer just walk into any kind of customer, whether they're shopping or not, just walking into a woodland type Christmas setup. It makes everyone feel comfortable.
And it's nostalgic, like you said.
Oh, so nostalgic. It's so important to feel that way, especially as a retailer.
So take us through the process for creating a retail space. Now, I set up a couple of retail spaces. One was Metropolitan Seafood, which is right here in Lebanon, New Jersey. And if you're from Hunterdon, Canada, that's sort of a very famous business here. It was CWI Kitchens. It was a kitchen manufacturer. And to undo that and turn that into a gourmet fish market, very upscale, was kind of a challenge. But it's a very different skill to get something ready for retail and make it attractive and functional at the same time than it is to decorate a home.
That's what's really important is the functionality of the retail space. People think you can just walk into a store and everything. There is a concept, like down to the traffic pattern, meaning, you know, everyone naturally when they walk into a store or anywhere turns to the right. Uh-huh. That's a thing. You just turn to the right.
Even if you're left-handed, you turn to the
Doesn't
right.
Matter.
That's nature.
It's nature. It's in us. We turn to the right.
And I
learned that 35 years ago.
You know what? I always say I'm the host of Modern Design, but I probably learn more than anybody because everybody brings something wonderful to the table. And all I do is write stuff down.
Yeah,
turn to the right.
Turn to the right. But it's really important to know that because as soon as you walk into a space, what exactly is to the right? Most of the time it should be either a huge, beautiful display, which has to be about 15 feet in.
Okay.
Because there's also, maybe you'll learn this, is a decompression zone for a customer.
I'm writing
it down.
When
they come in. You like that decompression zone.
Well, I'm setting up my store, so I'm like, well, you want to follow me over?
I'll help you later. I got time. You have to have a decompression zone for a customer. So they come in and they have to just go. And they have to be able to glance, and then they proceed.
Is that to give them a level of comfort?
Yeah.
Okay.
Level of comfort. Mm-hmm. Let them know, what is this? And,
right.
And draw interest.
Sure.
And make them walk forward to the right. You know, so most of the time, the register should be depending on the space.
Right.
If the register could be back, so you walk through the merchandise.
I agree. You want to start by being attracted. It's like an appetizer.
Yeah, you have
eating.
To get them
right.
to go
back.
To go through, to
right.
go back, to shop more.
Smart. So what was your process? The check is good. You have the credit card. What do you start with? Do you measure the space and go shopping?
No,
do you
nothing anymore.
Okay, so tell
it's
me.
It's all in my head.
Wow.
I literally look and I go, that's 8 feet, that's 4 feet, that's 36.
You're that good, huh? No,
yeah.
I still have to measure.
I eyeball everything, and there's so many of people that I know that laugh at me. They're like, you're not going to measure? And I just go, what? And the nail's in my mouth and the hammer's going. I'm like, no.
See, my dad was a general contractor, and I see what he forgot to measure, so every time I think when he would make a cut and go,
I don't cut wood or do stuff like that. I just nail stuff up.
But it left an indelible mark on my head that you better measure.
Yeah, you better measure.
I measure twice, so that's different, but that works for you, and I think that's
work.
Great. So tell me what the process was. So you got the check, you have the space, you don't measure. What do you do next? Do you go shopping?
No, the first thing I did was I wanted to create the ambiance inside, so
right.
it's all bare. They had racks of seed and
But what was the core of it? Because there's so much raw wood in there, and even smells nice.
And,
what was the shell of that space? What was it? Was it
metal?
Fiberglass?
No, it's just all corrugated metal.
Corrugated metal.
Corrugated
that was it.
Metal.
And what was the floor?
It's just
cement?
Poured cement.
Poured cement and corrugated
cement,
metal.
Corrugated metal.
What was the first thing you did?
The walls have to be covered. I said, I can't look at this metal. It's hurting my teeth.
So what did you do?
Gross. I took Fabrizio.
Okay.
And we went, the two of us, to a lumberyard that his family owns.
Okay.
And it was an experience in itself. Very dangerous.
Right.
But it was cool. And we drove out there in this 1961 war truck that he has. Did
oh, I love it. Yeah,
day?
I love that truck.
It was cool.
I said to him, cool truck.
Oh, my God. And we park it out front every day at the shop. But it was, I couldn't hear him. We drove to, I forgot where the heck we were, like a half an hour away.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this lumberyard was thousands and thousands of pieces of wood that had been cut down, trees,
right.
and then sheared, like
right.
planks of wood.
So was it new for sale and it had just
no,
been sheared? It was
lumber,
unfinished.
It's discarded trees.
Oh, wonderful.
So some of the
where
discarded
is it?
Trees, I forgot where it was. I really don't.
She's not telling me, folks.
I don't know. I'm not telling you. No, I'm kidding. And I said, are we going to get charged for this? He goes, no, we just take it. It's garbage. I'm like, do you know how many places would kill to take? So what was great about it is the wood had grayed.
Right.
Now, that's perfect in design when it
sure.
grays. It's not new. It's dried out, which
right.
is important.
And very
you
important.
Don't get,
you don't
like,
want wet wood.
Wet wood or bugs sometimes in the wet wood. So we climbed probably a story and a half high of this pile of wood.
Right.
And I stood there and pointed, and we shot the pieces down. Like, we picked them up and flung them flying down. We took about 20 or 30 pieces of wood. I mean, you saw the assortment that we
right.
had there.
But see, what makes the shell so beautiful.
Yeah.
One of the things that helps me in my design career is I always tell people that paint is magic.
Yeah.
So if I take a space, what is an interior space usually? A box, a big ugly box with sheetrock.
Start with the walls.
So if you start with the walls
yeah.
and you create this gorgeous palette, then the creativity comes. You did that by using rough wood, and that makes it fantastic. It makes it look luxurious inside.
It does look luxurious.
Yeah.
And then I collected, I literally curbside stuff.
Wow.
Pieces of furniture that were all beat up and distressed.
Doesn't look that way now.
You can't tell. Old ladders. I went and took ladders from, I just took everything and anything. I went flea marketing, you know, that whole Lambertville
right.
flea market.
Right. So how did you adhere that rough wood to the wall?
Well, some of the wood is just drilled in. We just
really?
Drilled it in with giant drywall
so
screws.
So rough wood screwed into the corrugated
yeah,
metal.
Yeah, there are studs in there.
Right.
And I had them help me.
Sure.
And then we put up, you know, it's...
I'm simplifying it.
You are simplifying, right. but it was kind of a nightmare.
Okay.
It was some, you know, it took a while. But then what was important was to get the old wood down on the walls first, up on the walls first, and then apply all the antiques. And the layering, that's what was important, is
beautiful.
The layering and the juxtapositioning of
right.
all the old things, like wood going horizontally, wood going up and down, an old saw,
right.
and old shutters from my friend's house. She was
beautiful.
Throwing them in the garbage. I'm like, give me those shutters.
Beautiful.
And old shutters.
I want to break it down, though, a little
yeah.
bit, because it's complex and it's beautiful. And for our listeners, we are in January going to the new platform, which we will have video be on YouTube, and it will be on local cable, so that's going to be great.
Nice.
But for us, we're just describing it, and if you haven't seen it, I'm not sure that they'll get it. So
yeah.
So let's just break it down just a little bit. So it was a corrugated metal, and then
yep.
you have this beautiful rich resource, which is natural wood that you adhered.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the facade. Tell me about the desk or the register, because I thought that looked beautiful.
That
what did you
great.
Do there?
Well, Fabrizio got more of that wood from that place.
Okay.
And he created that with one of his coworkers.
Oh, my God. It's beautiful. Describe it.
Well, it's really great. You walk up and you feel like you're in an old, sort of an old restaurant in Lake Tahoe.
Right.
Like a very, you know, gorgeous old lakeside place.
Right.
And
or Saranac, New York. It just
Saranac,
had a
exactly.
right? Didn't it have that
upstate,
feel?
Upstate totally,
New York. That's
totally
what I got. Right.
Adirondack feeling.
Right.
Gorgeous. And we did the top. The wood is going horizontally.
Right.
The edging is a soft natural edge.
Right.
As it's called. We do have to let it dry out. So that's why we're not staining it. We're going to kind of just leave it.
Let
raw.
It go natural.
I think it looks good that way.
I think it does too. Is it just
oh.
on a practical surface over time because
yeah.
it's well I don't know
it's gonna crack wood has, a little
wood,
bit in here
but wood has some very interesting properties. In fact, they're finding wood for a while when Butcher Block was in, there were some properties of that were very good to have wood as a
mm-hmm.
surface for that.
It's also, it does smell really good. Doesn't
yeah,
you walk,
you
in,
walk
there?
In there, it smells uh-huh. wonderful.
It does. That's
right.
that's also the diffusers we sell.
Yeah. You know? You're not supposed to tell your trade secrets. You're supposed
that's
to pretend
diffusers.
To tell your trade secrets.
But the wood does smell, and
right.
that's what was part of it, too. So the counter is fabulous. It's 3 feet by 4 feet.
Beautiful.
It's an L shape.
Did you say you had the bark of the tree on the edge? I don't remember.
It's called a natural edge. They
okay.
did a separate piece, and then they shaved it down and
okay.
smoothed it out and sanded it. So
okay.
it looks as if it's been there
it
for
does,
years.
It does, but
that's
it's
what
beautiful.
We wanted it to.
Right.
It's stunning. And then there's a little old fireplace behind it, a wood-burning stove.
Right.
And I thought, let's put the register, you know, right there. It'll be perfect.
I'd have a cocktail party in there. It's that nice.
It is. I said they could probably rent it out in the spring. Don't,
sure.
For like a little garden party or
sure.
something. It's really nice.
Really nice. And when I went in, it was such an experience. They had I think your brother had a bonfire going.
We had a whole fire pit.
Oh, a
going
fire
on.
Pit and a bonfire. And it's beautiful. And those Italian Christmas.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
like, you know, let's have a party.
We wanted it to feel, as if you're not around here. It
yes.
feels like you went away.
You do.
And people said that when they walked up, especially
right.
on Saturday, families, people with small children were like, we can't believe this is here.
Right.
Down the street from where we live.
It was an experience.
It is.
That's, you know, and you and I are both jaded because I think we see the best of everything. So when we see stuff, we know how it works. And that's a good thing because it makes us better designers. But in a way, it's a bad thing because there's nothing to ever get excited about.
I was
excited when I walked in.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Little excites me anymore in visual merchandising.
Right. Because you've seen it all.
I've seen everything. Everything's been done. Every visual, every window has been done. Every display. But still, to pull together recycled, reclaimed wood and natural materials, it just still excites me. It makes me feel really good.
And it couldn't be more timely. It certainly works with what you're selling, Christmas trees and selling landscaping. But at the same time, it's also so in style right now.
It really is. It is. And when the customer walks in, they just right away, we offer them coffee, hot chocolate, cookies, all those like little things, you know, having food and refreshments around. Make someone feel comfortable.
Sure.
And even if they see something that they weren't going to purchase, they're like, you know what? I'm comfortable. I am going to make that purchase. And it's not tricking anyone. It's making a shopping experience enjoying.
I left there feeling good.
Good. That's what we want. Everyone. The music blasting.
Yeah, it was lovely. So we have this beautiful now wood shelf, the reclaimed wood, and this beautiful countertop, which is big with the wood, and it's gorgeous and artful. What's the next layer you create? Is that the with the shutters and all the stuff you're talking about?
Yeah, it's adding all of the antique and vintage pieces on top of the wood.
Right. So, and how did you adhere everything to the wood?
Drywall screws.
Okay.
Yeah, it was dangerous and treacherous sometimes, but we did it. But the layering, and then I don't have a plan for it. I just looked at it and I was like, I just start. Like I told them too to leave me alone.
Right.
Because if somebody's
standing
there.
Did you say it like that?
I did. I said, just leave me alone. Okay. Because if somebody's standing there watching me, I'm going to mess it up.
You just have to feel it.
Just go outside and do something. I said, go fix the gravel or whatever. And they did. But they're really sweet, great guys. And then I just stood there and just, you know, banged up all the materials. Then I turned around and realized, when I have the merchandise in here, what am I going to put it on? So you need some kind of a fixture. And I didn't want to buy anything new.
Right.
I wanted everything to look like it had been there for years. So I went out in the back, and they had all of these unusual, like that huge shelf unit in the middle we have. It's about 4 feet high by, I think it's 9 or 10 feet long. And it's a potting fixture.
Right.
But it's rusted metal. And we cut wood planks to do for shelving. And that's the main center of the store.
Right.
It separates two sides. Makes the store almost like a horseshoe effect.
But it gives you that nice flow to go around.
Nice flow.
As opposed to being a big room. Sometimes being a big room is not the best
thing. No, you have to break it up.
Right. You have to have a flow so people walk through it. And I thought that was a very good way to do that without it being smaller.
And you
smaller.
Can see through it, too.
Right.
Because if it was a wall, then no one would walk
It would be
around.
Small. So you didn't lose the light, but you created a path to get to the back.
And it was
very
free.
Smart.
You know, again, cost-wise, I wanted to keep all of that down for them.
Sure.
And, you know, so we put that up, and then I just started with buckets and larger display pieces. That's how the visual concept works in a store. You start with larger pieces first, then you buy all the small stuff.
No, I noticed that the containers that you put things in were very beautiful, whether it be the floral things and also maybe the ornaments. Now, I don't exactly remember what you put the ornaments in.
Oh, the ornaments are in these really neat bowls. They're probably from the 40s.
And now, where'd you get those?
Lamberville Flea Market.
Okay.
Yeah, and they were
the Lamberville, is that the flea market that's open just on the weekends? I forget which one that was.
Just on the weekends for years.
There's Rice. There's a couple of big flea markets out here.
Well, the Lamberville one is fabulous. That's the one.
And what day is it open?
It's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's actually called the Golden Nugget Flea Market.
That's right, the Golden Nugget.
The Golden Nugget, but I call it Lamberville Flea Market. And I've been going there for over 30 years.
Wow.
And they still have great stuff.
Sure.
They really do. So
how many of those did you have to buy? When you buy things at a flea market, you buy what they have. So how many do they have?
Well, he had about 8 of them that
guy. So that was perfect.
It was great. And I looked at them, and again, this thing in my mind, I don't plan. I looked and I went, Christmas ornaments going in those bowls.
Right.
I needed vessels and containers to put the new merchandise in the old containers.
What do you do when you have containers like that? Because I'm setting up my containers now for my new store in Maplewood. It's hard to say that. Maplewood. I keep saying this. Maplewood. So I found these beautiful baskets that were wire, and they're lined in tartan plaid.
Oh, that's great.
So they were great for my traditional room. I have 3 trees for my traditional room. They just look great. And when I put mercury glass or I put, you know, red mercury glass or silver against that tartan plaid,
gorgeous.
It looks gorgeous.
It
looks
gorgeous
together. But for you, how do you keep glass ornaments in that hard container without them breaking, or someone, you know, people inevitably would blah, 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 and then three of them are broken.
That's the thing, too, that
the practicality is very tough, I think, when you're doing commercial, don't you think?
It is, especially there, because I knew there would be families with small kids.
Kids, right.
I don't have anything really super high-end and expensive for ornaments. Everything is a nature theme.
I don't remember if you have true glass there.
There is some glass and ceramic.
How do you make that work in those vessels?
There is this straw. Mm-hmm. It's actually called Excelsior.
Oh,
and
okay.
I got it in a gray tint.
I never wrote. Nice. I've never written Cindy so much in one.
Oh,
time.
Really? Okay, yeah. I'm glad. Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
So you put this Excelsior, and it usually it's like a fill, like a basket fill.
But oh, is Excelsior the one that looks like
stuff?
Yeah. I know
Excelsior
it is
right. Basically wood shaving.
So it softens in between them. So it's a buffer, but
they
still could crack. Anything
of course,
glass could crack.
People
right.
are just they throw things around.
Right.
Everything gets very shop worn is the term. So I had to think of that. But I bought it in a gray color, which was natural because the bowls were sort of gray.
Right.
So I, chucked that in there and then put the ornaments in there. And it helps people make them when they put it back feel like don't just throw it back in.
Right.
You know.
Do it gingerly.
Yeah, do it gingerly. Cindy, it's been working.
I hate to say this work. Just coming up to a news, I'm going to take short news.
Okay.
We have a lot to talk about.
Good.
We'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design after this quick commercial message.
Okay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It wasn't really a surprise, as he'd mentioned it at a thank you tour stop last week. But last night in Fayetteville, North Carolina, President-elect Donald Trump made it official that his choice for Secretary of Defense is
General James Mad Dog Mattis.
And this time, Mattis was there with him.
I look forward to being the civilian leader, so long as the Congress gives me the waiver and the Senate votes to consent.
The retired general referring to the need to waive a federal law that says a defense chief can have been on active military duty for 7 years prior to Senate confirmation. Mattis retired 3 years ago. Reports are Trump has selected Iowa Governor Terry Branstad to serve as next ambassador to China, and he'll resume his meetings today at Trump Tower, one meeting with North Carolina's Governor Pat McCrory, who just conceded a close race for re-election. This is USA Radio News.
This holiday season, give your family and friends the gift of thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier looking hair with the Ovation Hair Care Holiday Gift Set, a gift-giving suggestion at a very giving price.
This year's holiday gift set includes the famous Ovation Cell Therapy 3-Bottle System, plus intensive repair hair mask, clarifying shampoo, Ovation Vitamins, and special Ovation Detangling Comb. What a great gift at a great savings price.
The Ovation Holiday Gift Set is already specially priced. Priced at 60% off retail. But this week only, get free shipping too. Now through Friday, save 60% off retail with free shipping. Hurry, the gift set sell out every year.
At this special price, buy an Ovation gift set for a friend and one for yourself too.
Go now to ovationhair.com and order yours today. Save over 60% and get free shipping. Now through Friday, new customers should select this station at checkout to get an additional introductory discount. ovationhair.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
President Franklin Delano Roosevelt making the original announcement to the nation after the attack on Pearl Harbor 75 years ago today.
The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
The attack killed more than 2,400 people and drew America into World War II, changing the course of the 20th century. Memorial events will be held in Pearl Harbor as well as in cities across the nation, including New York City and Washington, D.C. Search and recovery operations are into their final phase at the site of a deadly warehouse fire in California last weekend. Oakland fire officials said they won't stop until every inch of the warehouse is covered. So far, 35 of 36 victims who have been recovered have been identified. This is USA Radio News.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. It's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan striking a very faithful tone at last night's Capitol Christmas Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Washington.
Christ's birth, like this tree, is a reminder that God is always with us. We may neglect him, we may reject him, but he never forsakes us.
Ryan had the honors of flipping the switch on that tree's lights this year. The tree is an 80-foot Engelmann spruce from a national forest in Idaho. The trial against the man accused of gunning down 9 worshipers at a historically black church in South Carolina will begin as scheduled today. A judge denied a motion yesterday that was urging postponement of the trial against accused shooter Dylan Roof. The motion had argued Monday's mistrial in the case of an ex-North Charleston cop, Michael Slager, could affect the jury in Roof's case. It turns out a story about HUD Secretary nominee Ben Carson is fake news. First, the New York Times reported, and then former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee tweeted that if confirmed, Carson would be the first HUD secretary who had ever actually lived in public housing. But reports about the retired neurosurgeon growing up in public housing in Detroit are not true. And superstar singers Beyoncé and Adele could duke it out at the Grammys this year. Both are competing for 3 big awards at the event, which will take place on February 12th at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And we are back with Modern Design. My guest today happens to be Cindy Blanco. She's a designer, a retail expert, and a stager, and she does wonderful work. I found her work accidentally when I was looking for painted white sticks, and I went to the supermarket, and they were yucky looking, and I found beautiful white sticks, and that led me to your space, which was quite inspiring. So before our quick news break, we were talking about the woodland theme, and you were talking about how you finally, in the end, you created this facade with all natural wood, and you started to layer with so on. What's the final layer with the things that finished it, the florals, the gumdrop wreaths?
Yeah,
what was the inspiration for that last step?
Everything had to be very affordable,
okay,
and look old-fashioned.
Right,
that was the concept.
Yeah, but it doesn't. You know? It looks. I would say this. It looks vintage. It doesn't look old-fashioned.
I should say vintage, okay. And I say vintage so much.
I didn't mean to correct you. I just meant there was a very specific and very attractive thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think it would something. I say the word millennials too much probably these days, but the millennials like that because they don't like old-fashioned, but they like vintage because it's new and old at the same time. And that's how I would describe the space you've done. It's actually very fresh and new. But it's old at the same time.
Oh, thank you.
And that's a good line to be in.
It's great to have the new mixed with the old.
Exactly.
It really is. It does wonders for customers.
Yeah, so definitely go to see. It's Sheppy Gardens. It's
Sheppy Gardens.
And the address is?
It's 22 on, what's the street? Oh, my God. The street that Moses is on. We're right across the street.
Right. Well, that's Central Ave, but it's on the cross street. So I don't think Central Ave is their address. It's across the street from the Murray Hill Inn in New Providence off of Central Avenue. We'll get that for you before the end of the show. We'll be Googling it. Isn't Google the greatest thing?
It's awesome.
Great. Okay, so let's transition because our show is about our listeners, and our listeners want to know, with the wealth of your experience, Cindy, of how they can create the woodland look, which is very popular in design. You know, in the fall, I was talking about woodland theme for everything, you know, for bringing wood. And Patty Dewey, who's the Mike rep for Seabrook Wall Coverings, was in, and she was talking about the change in times, and we were going through the election. It was not a very good time in the country. Mm. And she said when all the wall coverings out, they're going back to nature because it's people's comfort level. So a lot of the papers that I was looking at and that I loved they look like birch, birch bark,
faux bois,
all that sort of natural elements.
Gorgeous.
I do more grass paper now than I ever had, faux grass paper, all those natural elements. So the Christmas decorating woodland just follows suit with, I think, what fashion is throwing us
at
the time.
It all ties in.
So let's talk about my listeners and my clients are breaking out what they already have. They're not going to reinvent the wheel, or maybe you're getting your first place and you want to start with something.
Sure.
Give us some ideas of how we can incorporate woodland or do woodland in your house.
If you can start with a mantle. And
okay.
You look at your mantle.
A mantle is a good base, isn't it?
It is.
And you don't have to have a fireplace to have a mantle. Tell people that for
you
sure.
You don't have to have that. You can just put up like a large piece of wood or line up a few shelves.
You don't even need a big expensive mantle from a vintage store. You can have a piece of wood.
You can do a piece of wood or line up some shelving and create a mantle.
But there's no better stage to do things with a mantle. A mantle is a great place to put the best clock you ever had, the best place to put pictures
or
pictures. Yeah, it becomes a thing, doesn't it?
It really does. And if you start with just like in my home, for instance, last night I was doing my mantle
right
till like 2 a.m. and you lean a mirror, You start with vintage. I have a lot of vintage ornaments.
Right.
But what I wanted to do is I always, like I said, I love the woodland theme. So sure. I brought in some birch branches that I have, smaller ones.
Right. From your property or?
Yeah, okay. I had gotten, actually from my brother Mark.
Okay.
He was a landscaper.
You're a great resource. We're going to talk after this.
Okay. And I cut them up.
Sure.
And with a little hacksaw. And right. I made them into 2 and 3 foot lengths.
Okay.
And I piled them up on the mantle first.
Okay.
You always start with the big stuff first. So I right. piled them up there. Then I just started to scatter.
So why I guess my listeners would want to know, why do you start with the big stuff first?
Because the smaller stuff goes around the big stuff. So
it's fill-in, isn't it?
It's a fill-in. You start with your base, your core
right.
display thing. That's what it is, basically. And then you...
So you have branches going which way? They were going out
going
on an angle?
Oh,
they're going horizontally.
There's
okay.
like a little stack of them, like a okay. little bundle of wood. So okay. then I tied them up okay. to the right and to the left on the ends
okay.
with raffia.
Okay.
And raffia now, everybody, if you don't know what raffia is, it's basically coconut tree bark
right.
shaved down.
Beautiful.
It's been around since, you know, for...
But
80s.
Very popular right now.
Very popular, and they sell it in so many colors now.
I got it last night in citrus green.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that color.
Yeah.
So I did a red, which is really nice, and I tied the bundle to make it look like a large bundle
right.
in red on the ends. And then
right.
I trimmed the ends. I didn't leave them raw. I trimmed them real short
right.
and like, you know, very short. And then right on the end to the left and to the right, I tied a pine cone also.
Okay.
So it looked like a finished little knot, so to speak.
That's the one thing I question with wood, and I always have an issue with that. If I have, like yesterday, I did my pots for my new store. I got these 3 beautiful zinc planters.
Yeah.
And coincidentally, the landscaper came, and he was going to – I had a beautiful arb that was 2-story, and he
yeah.
cut it down for me to make my window so you could see into my window. And then we had this beautiful Scotch pine that he cut back for me. And I said, do me a favor. Cut very big pieces.
Yeah.
And do you know I bought no greens? I took the arbs, which were
yeah.
just enough – and I filled all 3 zinc pots. They look amazing.
That's all you have to do.
And then I had birch branches. My friend is a florist. She's been a guest of Modern Design. She's Patty from Flowers by the River, and she gave me 3 very tall white birch, big branches. And then I surrounded it with all the Scotch pine and wrapped it around the pole.
When you put the branches in, though, how are you going to keep them in there from wind and stuff?
I tied them with strings for support, but then I covered them with a beautiful ribbon that was – it's white with metallic red edges, and it was
nice.
A geometric pattern.
Oh, cool.
So the finished – the tying – there's a practical element to the tying.
Right.
But then when you fill it in with all the pine – you don't see that anymore.
That's great.
And then you decoratively tie it together mm-hmm. as though you would do a package by this beautiful white and red ribbon with a geometric pattern. And
that's
it just
so
looked
pretty.
Beautiful.
I love
it
that.
Did.
You know, even getting clippings from wherever you get a Christmas tree from at Sheppy Gardens, they have tons of them.
Right.
The branches everybody wants to cut off on the bottom.
Are people hip to that yet?
They still are. I have people coming in that, can I take these? I'm like, yeah, take them.
Yeah.
And those you can fill pots with.
I do it
and
all the
free,
time.
And they're free. And they're great.
You know what the good thing about doing that is that early on I didn't realize that, and I knew very on I like variety of different types of clippings.
Yes.
So,
that's
you know,
important.
When I go to the garden center, yeah. I don't ever like my wreaths decorated because I like to put my own spin
on
it.
Oh, I know. I buy them plain, too.
but you know what the thing is? That the problem when you buy them plain is then you say, oh, I don't just want a white pine wreath. I want a wreath that has white pine, but I want it to have juniper, and I want it to have holly, and I want it to have all this
stuff.
So one year I bought the most expensive wreaths you could ever possibly buy, and they thought, I'm not putting any ornaments on them because it just looks too pretty.
Yeah.
So I bought the best bow and hung it with a ribbon, and that was it.
That's
I didn't
it.
Even put anything on
the
it.
The variety of the greens looks good, and juniper has a little
berries
that are
so beautiful,
dark, pretty.
Yeah,
I mean, you could even if you wanted to add
yellow
fake.
Holly too. I mean, there's
if
so many.
You wanted to add fake, the red berries are pretty good, but get them really dark. I always say, not that real shiny red. Get the dark cranberry red.
Right.
Those look like they're real
and rich,
so.
Really rich,
very
looking.
Rich.
I have a funny story for you. So my the woman who is on the I say that a lot. Maybe they're not that funny, but anyway. So
let's see.
My neighbor is Patty with Flowers by the River. She's very talented. Her work is sophisticated and terrific. So we don't live right by each other, but close enough. And I noticed, I'm in Tewksbury and I'm in the country, there was a beautiful, beautiful tree with the, I think they're called winterberries.
Yeah, winterberries.
Winterberries, and they are absolutely perfect specimen. So I'm nuts. So I got a ladder out, and I thought, I'm taking these from my pots. So I'm cutting them, and I get a whole bunch
dog
of stuff like
chasing
that.
Your barking.
So no, it was good. It worked fine. I had no problem with that. It was in the woods, and I was entitled to it. And I took them. So next day, a friend of mine was coming up the street, and he said to me, "Hey, Rich, some of the ladies still in your berries." She saw me do it. She went back and got her letter, and there she was. But it was Patty from Flowers by the River. She was selling them.
Perfect.
She was selling them at her shop. Dummy me. I'm getting for myself. She's making money with somebody else's.
But that's true, too. I mean, I've pulled up to the side of the road and got, oh, my God, and grab out scissors and just start cutting
things. Do you do that?
I do. I was going to do that.
I have a client right now in Ringo's, and I went through a cornfield, and it was at the end, and it was over, and it was abandoned. And I'm like, I want to just cut some corn stalks down and put them on the end of my mailbox. And I thought, no, that's kind of stealing. But they're not going to do anything with them. Did they turn that into something?
Yeah. It's nice to do that.
Yeah, don't you get inspired by nature that way when you see things that are beautiful?
I have always been inspired by nature.
Right.
My husband will yell at me, look at the road. I'm like, but look at the – and I'm like, well,
look at all the bittersweet. I can just grab it. I don't know how I haven't gotten killed yet because I've done that.
There has been things my family doesn't even know that I do sometimes, climbing on the roof of a building, pulling an old piece of roofing down or a letter off a building or something.
Because I think we see beauty in imperfection.
We do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's what
a lot of people – need to do more, I think.
Yeah.
Instead of everything so new and fresh, bring the old in.
Exactly.
It makes you feel good.
It balances. Yeah. Especially if you have new construction. One of the things that I like when I'm new construction is to kind of mess it up a little bit. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because sterile is not good.
Uh-uh. It's not.
Right.
It's not at all.
So tell me some more things that my listeners can do to add woodland to their theme. Let's say they have traditional Christmas ornaments and they don't have rhyme or reason. What can they do? Can they change their lights? Can they change their tree skirt?
So we'll start with the mantle.
Okay, starting
with the mantle. Again, the birch branches and then adding lights. Now, when you add the lights, don't just do them so perfectly. Just kind of scatter them around,
Now, what kind of lights do you like? Because there's so many. We talked about this last week. I had Jane DeHaven here, who was a Christmas crafting expert, and she talked about the lights that she had. And she said a couple of years ago she decided that she wanted to go back to more of a vintage look, and she got a modern version of the old-fashioned big.
The C9s, the large bulbs.
And they look really nice on her tree, yeah.
They look great, but I do not ever buy, which is everywhere now, LED.
Okay.
I can't. It just looks like little fluorescent lights everywhere.
Yeah, it's not pretty, is it?
And everyone's buying them. They're all...
You know what? It's not only they're buying them, but they're actually mixing them with their white incandescents, and then that the combination is even worse than just them being alone.
There's just too cool a way to mix, and that is not it.
They're too cool. They're too cool.
And you cannot mix them.
Cool
meaning cool.
Cool not in a good way. They're not cool at all.
Yeah, we don't mean it like that.
No, not like that. But they're just not warm.
They're not.
And so I don't care for the LED ones. But what do you like? Because I went the other day because I have three trees in the Maplewood store.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you some of the things that I like. But I noticed there are more of a variety of lights this year than I've ever seen because there's different applications of them. There's different the lights themselves. Some of them have different shapes. Some are big. Mm-hmm. Some are small.
Some flicker.
Some don't flicker. I'm sort of confused myself as being in the industry of what lights I like.
I still like traditional white Christmas lights on a green string. That's it.
Well, but I do too, and I'll tell you for what reason. I said this last week when I was with Jane on the show here. I do like at least one of my trees or a tree to have white lights because. Mm-hmm. I collect antique Santas year after year after year after year. See, we're
plastic ones, Bakelite. Oh,
I love those. So if I were to bring, I have three trees in my house. If I would bring color to that tree, you'd lose the Santas.
You would lose.
So
the
what
Santas.
I think, what
change
I think
the
that
then do more like.
But, no, but I think the white works for me on that tree because what it does is just illuminates at night. Those Santas, and that's all I wanted to do. If I were to put colored lights on that, you would lose that.
No, not colored lights, but a white light in another shape, like mercury lights, how they have them now where the bulb is painted like it's faux mercury glass.
Okay.
They sell those, believe it or not, at Home Depot.
Yeah.
And it looks
Home
like
Home Depot and Lowe's have great lights.
The pricing is great.
I bought lights for $2 the other day.
I bought all my Christmas lights at Home Depot, and I bought three different kinds of bulbs.
A lot of varieties,
C9s,
right?
All white lights, right. C9s, Edison bulbs, or you could also say mercury glass. But Edison bulbs are like the vintage light bulbs.
I have to tell you, I went yesterday, I did not see mercury glass bulbs at Home Depot.
They're there, but they didn't buy a lot.
Right.
And they shoved them down on the bottom. So that's the problem. Like if they were up more, people would buy more.
Right.
But, well, people like me.
Right.
But they were gorgeous. So I bought three different kinds of bulbs.
Right.
And as I put them on the mantle, I just drape them. And they're not hot. They're not going to catch on fire. No, it doesn't happen. And I draped the mercury, mini mercury bulbs.
Right.
I draped the C9s, which are the larger vintage Christmas bulb.
But all in white.
All in white.
You know, I talked about that last week. Do you ever go in the mall? There's this, I think it was Hollister was the store. Outside, their Christmas lights are all just white, big C9s.
Love
just
it.
White with the green.
Matte, like a matte white.
Matte
frosted,
white.
Frosted matte.
White.
Yeah.
That
fabulous.
Looks amazing. And that would be very woodland looking, I think.
Very.
Right.
I love frosted. I love when the bulbs are frosted.
White frosted big
gorgeous.
Bulbs.
Gorgeous.
All the
yep.
same. That looks and to me, that's woodland.
It's totally woodland
right.
because it looks, again, like an old cabin.
Right.
That old cabiny feeling. I think of Lake Tahoe.
Right.
I think of the Adirondacks. And, you know, there's a great cafe called the ADK Cafe up in the Adirondacks near Lake Placid.
Mm-hmm.
And at Christmas time, they do that all around the whole perimeter. And they're not stapled up like straight. They're just a little loose. Some are down. There's swagging going on.
They're a little imperfect.
And it
looks works.
Great.
Let's talk about other mantelpieces. One of the things that I also think is woodland that I did a number of years ago, but what it's very expensive is I bought Magnolia,
a
Magnolia Garden.
Magnolia Garland.
And in
oh.
one of my fireplaces, I did Magnolia Garden, but it was,
gorgeous.
I mean, Garland, but it was very, very expensive.
It is.
So 11 years ago, it was the first year, and I was having a Christmas party. I said, oh, I'll buy it. And I spent, I mean, hundreds
so
of dollars on it.
Money.
So
well,
it was over.
Too.
Yeah, so,
yeah.
And well, it's now it's not pliable, but then it was very pliable, and it was great, and I got it to work and so on. Then I just let it dry itself. I didn't do anything with it, and I've had it on there for 11 years,
it's
and I've never
nice
taken it down.
To it, too. I like it.
And because the room is sort of those kind of colors, it worked. I can't touch it now.
No, you
but,
can't.
But
and
one day I'll probably burn the house down, but
yeah,
at least now,
very brittle.
I just let it dry naturally, and
that's
it
nice.
Looks beautiful. What about other kinds of garlands? Have you tried anything that would be rustic for people?
Well, the garlands, the fake garlands or faux garlands now, a lot of them in some places have, it looks like snow is sprayed on them,
right.
or pine cones are woven in.
Right.
And you can get away with just that if
right.
you want. If you just want to put that with natural elements, like put pine cones, add to the garland.
So let's boil it down for people to some basic elements that are woodland. I'm
sure.
going to say some things that I think are woodland,
okay.
and you tell me some things that you think are woodland.
Great.
Pine cones, no brainer.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
All shapes and sizes.
And then painted is beautiful. I like silver pine cones. I like white pine cones.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are very woodland
copper
to me.
Copper is good, too. If you spray, get a little can of copper spray paint.
Yeah.
And don't spray the whole thing solid. Just hit it like a little bit of copper.
Because you want that natural to show through.
Yeah, you just do a little bit of the pine
right.
cone. And if you mix the three like that, that's
I don't
fabulous.
Know why, but I think to me, again, anything birch logs,
birch
branches.
Birch is just great.
Woodland to me.
Gorgeous. All lengths of birch wood.
Right.
You know,
winter berries to me are very woodland.
Winter berries are great. Raffia in different colors
right.
is gorgeous.
What else?
Also, like if you go into, I say a Home Goods, but if you go in there and you buy all like rusted buckets
right.
or what looks like
containers.
Old containers, egg crates kind
right.
of thing. Egg carriers, whatever they're called.
Okay.
And you add those.
Right.
You could put those and then put the stuff in it, like a bucket of pine cones with a ribbon on the handle.
Could woodland be sort of some way an adaptation of country, only more modern?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Like modern rustic is
okay.
a huge thing that I do for people sometimes, that style. And it's... They get it. Like you could do a mid-century bucket from West Elm
right.
and throw it with a bunch of pine cones around birch logs and tie a funky ribbon on it.
How about old containers? To me, that's
oh, old containers.
And you have really nice old containers.
Oh, I got so many great ones.
One of the shots from the station here, it was a tin that you had. I think you had bottle brush trees with it or something.
Oh yeah,
I love bottle brush trees.
Oh, they're so nice.
Aren't
and there's
they?
So many versions now of them that if you collect the real ones, that's great.
Right.
But there's so many versions.
I don't see
now.
The real ones anymore. I see the
new
fake ones.
No, they're all
ones.
Bought up.
Yeah.
Even at the flea markets, you just see like a few like sad broken sandals.
I think there was a very long period of time that people didn't appreciate those, but now they're back.
Oh, they're back like crazy.
And they're beautiful.
I have a massive collection of stuff and it looks really good, like with the Santas, the
right.
vintage bottle brush trees, and they
right.
come in so many colors. Another neat thing to do is to, on your mantle, is to take, if you want to just take raffia, if you don't want to do the logs up on the mantle, or anywhere, like a sideboard.
Sure.
Or the top of a cabinet.
Any ledge, right?
Any ledge that's,
right.
that's supportive.
Sure.
Don't do the branches, just do an assortment of vintage buckets and containers.
That sounds great.
And then put sprigs of free Christmas clippings. right. you know, Christmas tree clippings and right. put those inside all the buckets. But and mix up the shapes
a little
sizes.
Bit.
Sizes, yeah.
What else can we do? You know, one of the things that I've done to try, because I always tell people, work with what you have.
Yeah.
So let's say you have Christmas decorations and you're not going to buy new ones. You could even do things that are visual clues for people, like, and I don't know if other people do this, but I like fake presents because it's nice to have presents under your tree, but you continue to entertain and probably until after New Year's and having people over. So once Christmas Day comes, you have the 26th or 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st, that you're having people over and then there's nothing under the tree. I like to have fake presents because I think presents or that are surrounded
on
the tree.
Yeah, it looks good.
It does something. So you know what? Buy your wrapping paper this year and do matte wrapping paper. Do wrapping paper that has reindeer
craft
on
paper.
It.
Just buy a craft giant paper. Roll of craft paper.
Right, and nice, you know, a matte ribbon and stuff. So you can create that look under the tree with something new that you have to buy anyway, don't you think?
You absolutely can. If you wrapped everything in solid craft and then some solid red matte, right?
Right, right.
Tie some ribbons that are just different styles of ribbon.
Right.
Like square, like across the top, across the side. And then take a pine cone, a sprig of berries.
Or even a pick, artificial pick, right?
So many artificial picks.
Right.
And random stuff, you know, just tie them onto the front of the package, onto the bow. Don't even make a bow, actually. Just make a knot and stick a pine cone on it. And that looks cute.
I think it's just making it natural. It's great.
A cool concept I did for myself.
Right.
I tend to do all the best stuff for my own home, I think, is I take all of the bulbs that don't work anymore, the C9s, and I've actually been collecting them
for
years.
I'm just looking that you have a necklace that has Christmas lights on it. And I'm going to take your picture here. It looks like Christmas light.
It's a casing from a shotgun with crystals hanging out.
That looks like Christmas lights.
It's not Christmas lights.
I didn't have my Maker's Mark yet. That's Christmas lights.
They're old, vintagey. Yeah.
Okay.
But they look cool.
They do. Okay, good.
So anyway, I take all the old light bulbs that I've acquired over the years, and I collected a bunch from flea markets 30 years ago, and I put them into containers, glass containers that are see-through.
Mm-hmm.
So like almost like candy in a vintage candy store.
Oh, we have to talk about that too. Okay,
oh, they look so good. And I put some of those around on one of the counters, sideboard in my dining room. And I put like a variety of jars, all glass and see-through.
Mm-hmm.
And I fill them with tons of the broken bulb. Some are broken. Ornaments that are chipped.
But I bet you do it in an artful way and it's gorgeous.
Oh, it looks like a parfait. It's like so nice. It comes up like bulbs are on the bottom and then, you know, light bulbs and then broken Christmas bulbs. And over the years, it's stunning, the colors.
Isn't it amazing?
The colors don't exist anymore like they did from the 70s and before, I'll say. And the 80s and up.
Probably not good for our health, but now that you're not using them, they're great to look at, right?
So pretty to look at.
Right.
You create like a parfait of vintage ornaments.
I absolutely love
that. So pretty.
We only have about 2 minutes left. I want to give our listeners whatever they can to do woodland. Anything else that you consider woodland or they could try and do. You have so many great ideas.
Go, when you see something at the curb, like a little old table, say.
Repurposing.
Wooden table. Repurposing is so important. Grab that table. Bring it in your house. Put it by your doorway where guests are going to come in if you're entertaining.
Sure.
Put a pail on it.
Right.
And then fill that pail with twigs, branches. You could even take pomegranates and apples, stick them on a stake, you know, those little garden stakes.
Yeah.
And just stick those in there. And they'll last for a week or so, especially pomegranates.
Amazing. One more note to those of vintage. I love taking sugared candy and old candy and displaying that. To me, that's very vintage.
Sugar cubes are pretty
beautiful,
too.
Right? Unusual things that you already have.
Yes.
Every year I buy ribbon candy. I wouldn't touch it. I don't like sugar.
It's so pretty.
Display your ribbon candy, right?
You could take ribbon candy and weave ribbon through it, wired French ribbon, like if it was gold or red, and make a cluster of it. Take three to five, actually, an uneven number, and put the ribbon through it and tie it up as if it's an ornament. Stick that in the tree and then tie a bow, but go real slow with that.
I absolutely love that. And finally, you have on the way out, you have these gumdrop. Please tell me about those. They're very vintage looking because I love candy at Christmas.
They really are older too. They're probably from the late 70s.
Okay.
So
we don't want to eat
nicely.
Them.
No, they're definitely fake gumdrops. Everybody thinks they're real.
They're so well done. They are.
They were great. And where there was a hole where one was missing, we just tied a bow around it, a new ribbon, and they look wonderful.
They look
amazing. They're on styrofoam or something, but that antique color something gets is what's important.
The patina that it gets.
The patina.
Is
fading.
Great.
Yeah.
Cindy, you were a wonderful guest. I'm sure we're going to have you back in the new year on Modern Design when we go to video.
Yeah.
And thank you for being such a great guest. All right, listeners, we've come to another edition of The End of Modern Design. We'll be back next week. We have a great guest. She's a professional florist. I'm going to talk about floral things you can bring to your table for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I will see you next Wednesday, same time, same place. Thank you. Everybody have a great, safe day, and get outside. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It wasn't really a surprise, as he'd mentioned it at a thank you tour stop last week. But last night in Fayetteville, North Carolina, President-elect Donald Trump made it official that his choice for Secretary of Defense is
General James Mad Dog Mattis.
And this time, Mattis was there with him.
I look forward to being the civilian leader, so long as the Congress gives me the waiver and the Senate votes to consent.
The retired general referring to the need to waive a federal law that says a defense chief can't have been on active military duty for 7 years prior to Senate confirmation. Mattis retired 3 years ago. Reports are Trump has selected Iowa Governor Terry Branstad to serve as next ambassador to China, and he'll resume his meetings today at Trump Tower, one meeting with North Carolina's Governor Pat McCrory, who just conceded a close race for re-election. This is USA Radio News.
This holiday season, give your family and friends the gift of thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier-looking hair with the Ovation Hair Care Holiday Gift Set, a gift-giving suggestion at a very giving price.
This year's holiday